You could be sharing your home with a hidden ecosystem that's like quietly eating your walls.
Yeah, and poisoning your air.
Exactly. And your first clue won't even be something you see. Welcome to the deep dive. Today we are hunting a hidden household enemy, which is indoor mold. Okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at some really fascinating insights from GoPro Restoration's George Lumage.
Right. And the mission here is building a practical detection strategy.
Yeah, specifically tracking down mold in the damp zones of your home.
And this matters because, I mean, we aren't just talking about cosmetic damage here. Catching mold early protects your property's structural integrity, but far more importantly, it protects your respiratory health.
Right, because mold is literally digesting the house.
Exactly. It digests the materials it grows on, which severely compromises the air you breathe in the process.
So smell is a great early warning, because by the time you start coughing, the colony is already established, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So where should we be looking, or I guess smelling, before it gets to that point?
Well, the very first checklist item isn't visual at all. It's almost always olfactory.
Just your nose.
Right. It's a persistent, musty odor that just lingers in poorly ventilated spaces. Think basements or bathrooms.
Even if you clean it.
Oh, yeah. No matter how aggressively you scrub the area, the smell comes back.
Is it basically like that, damp old book smell, but worse?
It's close, yeah. But it's actually sharper than that. I mean, old book is just oxidized paper, right?
Right.
What you're smelling with active mold is actually off-gassing. As the mold digests the cellulose in your drywall or wood, it releases these microscopic gases.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they are called microbial volatile organic compounds, or MVOCs. So that smell is literally the byproduct of the mold actively eating your house.
Okay, that is significantly more gross than I thought.
It really is.
And I assume those gases and the spores, too, are what trigger the physical symptoms we always hear about,
Yes,
like
exactly.
the unexplained sneezing or coughing, eye irritation, skin rashes. That's your body's alarm system reacting to poor indoor air quality.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, those symptoms are your body's immune response to inhaling foreign biological matter.
Makes sense.
And airborne spores are particularly aggressive toward individuals who already have pre-existing respiratory conditions or allergies. They act like a localized toxin in the airway.
But obviously, we can't just wait around for an allergic reaction to tell us our drywall is being eaten.
No, definitely not.
We have to go on the offensive here. And the source points us straight toward the visual signs in high-risk damp zones.
Right, because we know mold requires moisture to thrive. So your active hunt really needs to be around sinks, window edges, and poorly ventilated bathroom corners.
And we're looking for those fuzzy or slimy patches,
Right,
right?
but keep in mind they aren't just black.
Wait, really? I always just picture black mold.
It's a common misconception. Depending on the species and the material it's digesting, mold can be white, green, or even bright orange.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. One of the most deceptive signs isn't a fuzzy patch at all.
No, it's actually water stains, discoloration, and peeling or bubbling paint.
Right, bubbling paint. It's basically a blister on your wall, trapping moisture underneath where mold is just throwing a microscopic pool party.
That is a highly accurate way to picture it. The mold grows these root-like structures called hyphae
Yeah.
into the porous drywall.
Hyphae, got it.
And those hyphae physically push the paint outward. They break its adhesion while trapping moisture underneath, like a microscopic greenhouse.
Wait, so if I see a little patch of bubbling paint, why can't I just scrape it off, spray it with heavy-duty bleach, and just paint over it?
Oh, please don't do that. That is a very common and very damaging mistake.
Wait, bleach doesn't work.
Bleach does not kill mold on porous surfaces like drywall. It only bleaches the color out.
So it just makes it invisible.
Exactly. And the water content in the bleach actually sinks into the drywall and feeds the colony's roots. You're essentially giving it a drink in a disguise.
That is wild. You think you're killing it, but you're feeding it.
Yep. So if it's trapped behind the paint and bleaches off the table, the actual protocol is professional inspection.
Because they have the right gear.
Right. Experts use specialized equipment like moisture meters and thermal imaging to find that hidden growth behind the walls. So you shouldn't just try to scrub it away yourself.
So what does this all mean? It means your practical household checklist boils down to this.
First, trust your nose.
Right. When a room smells persistently off, pay attention. Watch for unexplained respiratory symptoms, actively inspect those damp zones, and whatever you do, don't ignore wall blisters.
And definitely don't just spray bleach on them. It's all about proactive detection. Which leaves you with one final question to ponder.
What's that?
Since mold thrives on the exact kind of moisture we create just by living our lives like taking hot showers and boiling water.
Right, making pasta.
Exactly. How much of your daily household routine is secretly cultivating a hidden indoor ecosystem right behind your walls?